Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up at the next block, we find Vic and young Russell. The former is established at the library table, occupied with some work he's brought home from the office, while the latter, newly arrived home from school, strolls briskly toward the hallway. Listen.
Vic, Doc?
Hello, Russell. How's everything in the halls of learning?
Oh, so-so.
Where you going?
Upstairs to change out of my school clothes.
Well, when you come back down, don't bother greeting me all over again.
Okay.
I brought a job from the office, and I'm busy.
Okay, I'll be passing. Talk to the passers. Don't go, Grant.
Well, come back and answer.
I will, Willie. I'm on my way in there anyhow.
Hi, Dr. C. Thought you were over at Ms. Donahue.
Oh, I just got back. I'll get it, son. I got a bottle of suspicious Bruce and Johnson.
Yeah, all the beloved members in my family have all of a sudden elected to cluster in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Makes it cozy.
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Miss Keller. It's supposed to be Uncle Fletcher's landlady.
Oh, really, Miss Keller?
I'm convinced it's Uncle Fletcher's landlady.
Are you addressing me, little man?
Well, sure.
Well, don't address me anymore, Russell, honey. I'm attempting to concentrate here.
Keller, this person's trying to hear themselves think on the telephone.
Well, what a mockery. I, who pleads and begs for quiet, is
Uncle
told
Fletcher's
that he...
on his way over here. This is Miss Keller on the wire. Uncle Fletcher's gone to Dixon this afternoon. Some man's coming past to pick him up. As usual, he left home forgetting half his stuff, and Miss Keller wants... Yes, Miss Keller! No, he hasn't showed up yet. Uh-huh. Unless you've made a list? All right, fine. If you'll get it, you can read it to me over the phone. All right. He made a list of the stuff he forgot.
Why is the man calling for Uncle Fletcher at our house?
So the man won't have to drive out of his way. Virginia Avenue is on a direct line between Springfield and Dixon, and this man is some kind of a state official for Illinois, and this is a convenient way.
Well, here's Uncle Fletcher now.
Where?
I can see him out on the front sidewalk. He's strolling around in back.
I can't imagine anything he forgot that we can provide. It's clothes and trash. I don't expect... Oh, yes, Vic, quit looking so gloomy.
No, but every time I try to bring home a job or work from the office, it looks like all the forces of nature conspire to cheat, confuse, and discomfort me. I'm dismayed, bewildered, yea, and even frightened.
Yes,
by
Miss Keller. All right. Write this down.
What?
Write this down.
Well, how you like that?
You got paper and lead pencil strewn in front of you there by the bushel. Write down, shoes, not me.
But, Sadie, now really, after all...
Hurry up, write down these items. Keller says there's quite a few. Shoes, not me. Other pair in Belize.
Hey, here's Uncle Fletcher. The kitchen door just opened.
Lady!
Hi, Uncle Fletcher!
Afternoon, Russell. In the living room, I think.
Yeah,
Uncle Fletcher's just coming in, Miss Keller. Yes, would you rather speak with him?
Oh, you, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, can't complain, Russell, honey. Feeling first grade. I average about the same.
Hello, Sadie. Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, on the telephone, honey. Well, Vic, honey, you home too?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I had better handle it. Yes, I got that about the shoe.
I'm going to Dixon this afternoon.
Yes.
You never do that, Russell.
Sure. Mom's talking with your landlady, Miss Keller, on the telephone right this
morning. Money pinned to shirt.
What?
Money pinned to shirt. Write that down.
You talking to my landlady, Miss Keller, there, lady?
Yes. All right, Miss Keller.
Well, there's a half-wit woman for you. Just goes to show how they love to gossip. By George, you take a woman, they'll gossip before they leave.
Well, you run away and forgot a lot of stuff, Uncle Fletcher.
How's that?
Yes, money pinned to shirt, Miss Keller.
I run away and done what?
Run off wearing shoes that ain't made.
Go on.
Well, look. Sleeve garters in lunch bucket.
Well, killed my horse.
One new shoe and one old shoe.
One new shoe and one old shoe. Oh, well, the situation will fight for itself out, all right. I got to make these shoes here in my set.
Sleeve garters in lunch bucket, Vic.
What?
Write that down. All right, Miss Keller, what else?
I'm going to Dixon, Russell, and Vic, honey, with Terry McFowell.
Well, orange and banana.
Harry McFrowell, Russell and Vic, honey, is employed with the state of Illinois.
Well, and I put him in a sandwich, too.
He's going back to Dixon this afternoon, Russell and Vic, honey, after transacting official government business in our state capitol building at Springfield.
He can borrow one of Russell's mufflers. Oh, yes, several.
Harry McFrowell, Russell and Vic, honey, was at one time... Oh, maybe I better save this information and statistics for Sadie's too.
He forgot his necktie and his cufflinks?
By George, he did.
He wished you were going to Dixon, huh, Russell?
Sure.
Look at me a second, Uncle Fletcher.
Beg pardon, Sadie, honey?
You're right, Miss Keller.
What's all this?
You went away from home without your necktie and your cufflinks.
Wait a minute here.
Oh, we got cufflinks and neckties by the bushel around here, Miss Keller.
I had that necktie and cufflinks laid out on the lame brain dresser.
forgot your pants, too.
No, I put on my pants like...
Oh. Yeah, daylight got in there, didn't you?
All right, Miss Keller, we'll take care of it. You bet. Don't worry about a thing. Journey. All righty. Goodbye, Miss Keller.
Sadie, honey, I'm going to Dixon.
Yes, Miss Keller just told me all about it. How long are you going to stay?
Oh, I'll likely stay till Sunday afternoon.
Well, I bet you have a dandy time. Now, I think we better take care of these
I'm
things.
I'm going to Dixon, Sadie, honey, with Perry McFowell.
And you're expecting him any minute, ain't you?
Yes. Sadie, Russell, and Rick, honey, the reason
why
I would...
Well, why are you telling us that? There's some little trash you better be doing. That was Miss Keller on the phone calling up to say you forgot a few things.
I forgot my leather necktie and my brass cufflinks. Had them laid out on the dresser there.
You got your shoes mixed up, too. The ones you're wearing ain't me.
That's right, that's right. You say in the excitement of planning on the journey.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, the correct ones are there in your valise, so open it, why don't you, and change. Then your friend won't be kept waiting when he honks out in front.
The reason I asked Harry McFarlane to pick me up here rather than at Miss Keller's house was I never wanted him to go out of his role.
There, you got your valise open?
Yeah.
What'd you ask me to do, Mom? Trot out in the kitchen and fetch an orange and a banana.
Uncle Fletcher's lunch, huh?
Yes. Uncle Fletcher, did you know you'd come away from home without your fruit for on the auto ride?
I got my fruit in my lunchbox, sir.
No, in your hurry and flurry, you left the orange and banana on the sink and put your sleeve garters in your lunchbox.
I done that. Yeah, what do you think of that, sir?
Oh, you're the cute kid and no mistake.
I put my sleeve garters in my lunchbox.
Oh, and something else you done. You forgot. Well, never mind. Wait till you got your shoe changed.
Next time I bring home work from the office.
The biggest orange I ever saw.
Willie, in the upper left-hand drawer of the buffet there, fetch a pair of cufflinks you'll see in a little cardboard pillbox.
Okay.
The reason I stayed in there, honey, I asked Terry McFarlane to stop past
there,
here.
There, you got your shoe on. Now, you're all made it up right in the seat.
But the next time I bring home work from the nitwit office...
Is you going to look at the cufflinks, Mom?
Yes.
There's a reason, Sadie and Vic, honey, I asked...
Let you stand up here a minute.
How you mean?
I want to show you something pinned to your shirt.
Well, very likely this is that magic trick.
No, unbutton your coat and vest.
This is the trick where you take the King of Hearts and change it into the Deuce of Spades.
No, it's no trick at all.
Here's the orange, the banana, and the cufflinks.
Well, put the orange and the banana in Uncle Fletcher's lunch bucket. Lay the cufflinks on the library table. And then go in the hallway and bring your muffler.
Muffler?
Uncle Fletcher's gonna borrow it to wear to Dixon. He forgot.
Okay.
The reason, Sadie and Vic, honey, I asked Perry McFarlane.
Yeah, I want to show you something.
I got my coat and vest unbuttoned.
Miss Keller, pin money to your shirt.
Hey, wait a minute. I forgot my money.
No, here it is. $4 $1 bills pinned on your shirt just underneath the pocket.
Well, by George.
Remember, it's there now. Vic, read off them items you wrote down.
I bet the next time I bring work home from
read off them items.
And here's my locker.
Lay it on the library table. Read.
Shoes not made. Money pinned to shirt. Steve got his lunch bucket. Uh-huh. Orange and banana. Uh-huh. Muffler. Cufflinks. Uh-huh. Necktie.
Uh-huh. Takes care of everything but the necktie. Take off your...
What?
Take off your necktie. Uncle Fletcher has to have a necktie to wear to Dixon.
That's right, Vic, honey.
Well, I guess we got you all fixed and ready, Uncle Fletcher. I guess we can say we... The automobile horn, the automobile horn.
Harry McFarlane.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see now. Your shoes are made it up correct. You know your money is pinned to your shirt. There's a banana and orange in your lunch bucket. Here, put these cufflinks in your pocket. You can fix them in the car. Here's a muffler and here's Vic's necktie. You can put them on in the car.
Thanks very much, Sadie.
Not at all, and have a perfectly grand time.
I will.
Have just a wonderful time.
I will. I guess I better go.
Yes.
Sadie, Russell and Vic, honey.
Yes? Yeah.